This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Are you thinking of spending your life savings on opening that bakery, or do you have any long-held dreams of opening your own business? Perhaps you're just tired of your boss and the daily grind, and you think you'll be better off going out on your own and entering the world of entrepreneurship. Well, my next guest has distilled some of the painful lessons, and he's saved you some of the school fees in his latest book, Seven Things That Every Young Black Entrepreneur Should Know. And it's an important distinction. Karabo Che Makwape is my next guest. Welcome to the show, Karabo.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
Now, you're a social entrepreneur, and so you write from experience, but you actually started out in the world of journalism. Just take me back to your early days that saw you in the front lines in Afghanistan. How did you end up there?
Indeed, it's been a wild, wild ride. I often tell folks that I'm already in my third or fourth career. And I think really what took me on that odyssey around the world that saw me travel to more than 50 countries over a decade, first as an aid worker and then later as a conflict journalist, was just an insane amount of curiosity, a desire to see and touch and smell places for myself, to get as close to the truth of issues as I could, and to answer the questions that were pressing on my mind about issues like the war on terror, the Israeli-Palestinian problem, and a myriad of other issues that are prevalent in our world today. And so that same curiosity I've brought to the world of business, and it's led me to see business from a different viewpoint, with a different perspective perhaps than most, and what led me ultimately to try and share those perspectives and insights in the book I've written.
And I think entrepreneurs sometimes may feel like they're in the front lines as well, having to dodge landmines and duck for cover when cash flow dries up. So I think there's some pretty strong parallels between being a conflict reporter and being an entrepreneur.
True.
And you write this from a very important perspective. And I see, certainly in the way you address this, sort of shades of Steve Biko, in the fact that in South Africa today, we still have the legacy of apartheid. We may feel that sort of 25 years in, we need to stop talking about it. But more than ever, even in the workplace, you find that black and white people work together, but you still see this, it's almost a subconscious segregation. And that applies to business as well. And that's really led you to write a book that focuses exclusively on black entrepreneurs. What are some of those challenges that are faced by black entrepreneurs that perhaps aren't faced by entrepreneurs of other races in South Africa?
Indeed, there are many. And it was really important for me to highlight the fact that the fundamentals of business are true for anyone and everyone. I'm a great fan of some of the business literature that we've all had the opportunity to read and enjoy, Jim Collins, Good to Great, etc. But being a black entrepreneur is a different thing. It brings with it a certain particular set of challenges. So, for example, as young black entrepreneurs, we are that much more susceptible to the challenges of cash flow. So many small black businesses die on the back of a shortfall of as little as 20,000 rand. And the fact that a young black entrepreneur, more likely than not, does not have an uncle, does not have a brother, does not have a friend to whom he can approach and ask for assistance to hold him over for 10 days for the 20,000 rand shortfall that he has, means that being young and black is essentially idiosyncratic. It's different. It's in many respects. And so as black entrepreneurs, really what I try to say is we need to identify these things that are different, that are unique to us, and we need to mitigate them. We can't wish them away. We can't complain them away. We live in a certain economic structure that still perpetuates racial inequality. But the challenge for this generation of black entrepreneurs is to be smarter and to understand those challenges and to work around them. There's no choice but to thrive in the midst of these difficult circumstances.
Yeah, that lack of a support system is telling. Whenever I chat to Kiet van Sail, who's a well-known venture capitalist, he says that Knife Capital is all about knowledge, networks, and funding right at the end of that. So knowledge and networks being absolutely key. And those networks, as you say, are thin in black communities. How do we build that up? How do we ensure that black entrepreneurs start developing that ecosystem?
100%. I think there are two types of solutions. There are structural solutions that we as people who are further along the journey need to build for those coming after us. So people like myself have an obligation, a responsibility to seek out and make ourselves available to young Black entrepreneurs, to offer our networks, our knowledge, and where possible, even our capital to support the next generation of entrepreneurs. That's why I wrote the book, because I understood that I had a responsibility to share the knowledge that I'd learned, to save a generation of other entrepreneurs the pain of all the mistakes that I've made. I think for entrepreneurs themselves, I was speaking at an event this morning, and I was saying to them, they need to very actively make every effort they can to make friends, to build networks, to find older people, to ask for their help, for their wisdom, for their guidance, for their mentorship. And that's the best investment they can possibly make in themselves and their future success. And so I think it's a two-pronged approach. One is structural, and from the perspective of those of us who are in a position to give, but it's also incumbent on young people to be humble enough to be willing to ask.
And you are blessed by a quote from Busset Sana Khumalo on the front of the book, that it's the only book every young Black South African entrepreneur should read. I cannot recommend it highly enough. And it's indeed high praise from a very successful Black businesswoman in her own right. When you look at the issue of funding, it's often said that you need money to make money. And there's obviously a kernel of truth to this, but it's something that you certainly don't believe in. Why?
I don't. And that's simply by experience. I've run a number of businesses over the last decade or longer. And in almost every instance, I was able to build the business organically, slowly, using the bootstrapping methodology. You take what you have, you stretch it as far as you can. A good idea plus time, more often than not, is good enough to build a small business. In fact, a business that can become more than a small business. A capital, for the most part, is to be used as an accelerant, not necessarily as a crucial ingredient in building most businesses. And I've seen this time and time and again in my own life. And so it's something that's not, it's not a theoretical perspective, because I think the absence of capital also forces us to be that much more inventive, to take that much more initiative and to find opportunities in unexpected places. Again, as I often say to young people, given enough time and given a good enough idea, you can build a business. And I think young people in particular have lots of energy. They've got more time than they'll ever have at this point in their lives, and they're brimming with ideas. So I think I really try to make them aware and to help them believe that they can. Too many entrepreneurs are sitting around waiting for the money to come, for the circumstances to be just right. Unfortunately, that's not a privilege that most entrepreneurs, and certainly not a young Black entrepreneur, is likely to have.
Yeah, it's that message of self-help and to get out and execute that you mentioned in the book. You know, sometimes a good idea is sort of a dime a dozen, but it's in how you execute and stay the course. Karabo, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for tonight. Great chatting to you, and I really can't recommend it more highly. The 7 Things Every Young Black Entrepreneur Should Know by Karabo Shemokoape is out in all good bookstores. Go and grab a copy if you want to save on some of those school fees, because he shares all of his lessons and more in the book.